بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كتاب العلم. This is the next kitab, the next book in here, and that is with regard to knowledge. And knowledge is referred to here as Islamic knowledge. As far as what we call dunya's knowledge, that is not really knowledge, that is the experiences of people which have been put together over the years. But knowledge is that which is solid and which does not change, and that is only the Quran Sharif and the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this dunya's what we call knowledge, that is not knowledge, that is just experiences, and it keeps on changing also. As many who are present will know, a time when we were small children, aspirin, Aspro was good for everything. A headache, a stomach ache, take an aspirin, take an Aspro. Then a time came when it was banned by the government that it's very bad for the health. And now is again a time when it is encouraged, it's good, you must have it. Aspro, aspirin is good for the heart, is good to unclog the arteries, etc. So this keeps on changing, that is not knowledge. Knowledge is which is absolute and which does not change. The word of Allah has never changed till today. The word of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has never changed. Qala Allah Ta'ala, with regard to knowledge, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَقُرْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. That this is the only thing for which dua has been made, for increment, that O Allah, increase us in that. Because knowledge is such a thing, a person can never have enough. And together with this dua, a person must make effort also to increase his knowledge all the time. Not only make the dua, and then we make no effort to increase our Islamic knowledge. Islamic knowledge should be taken from the cradle to the grave. And in alame mithali, that is in that realm in which everything has been given a sample, a material thing which represents that. Milk has been given the material example of knowledge. So for milk also, the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Allahumma barik lana fi wa zidna min. When a person drinks milk, he should read this dua, O Allah, give us barakat in it and increase us of it. Only for milk has this dua been made. And milk represents knowledge, so Allah, increase us in our knowledge all the time. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Ask them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can ever those people who know, who have got knowledge of deen, be equal to those who do not know, who have not got the knowledge of deen? But on the basis of knowledge, Allah has put people on a very high pedestal. Just because of their knowledge, they have great closeness to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And a person who makes ibadat, who is an abid, and of course he also has got knowledge of deen, then he knows how to make wuzu, how to make namaz, but his knowledge is limited to how much he requires. And an alim also makes ibadat, but he has got that knowledge. The knowledge of an abid can never compare with the knowledge of an alim. So we should try and acquire knowledge, and we should try and make our children ulama. Let them gain the knowledge of deen. Today, unfortunately, the whole platform has been set such a way that it's only university education. Not only for the boys, but it has become a faraz for the girls also. And deeni education, we seem to be depriving ourselves. We don't give it any importance whatsoever. And especially in Azadwal and other towns where there are Darul Ulooms, where people from around the world are coming to learn, and we, our own children, we are depriving them. We have got the Darul Ulooms in our own towns, in all our towns, wherever they are, and we don't send our children and the people from the world. This will be a great hujjat, proof of Allah against us on the day of Qiyamah. That you saw for yourself, from people from around the world are coming to benefit, and you send your children to universities away from these Darul Ulooms. So we should take a great lesson from this. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتِ. That Allah Ta'ala has raised and made honorable the position of those who have brought iman amongst you. And those people who have been given ilm, knowledge, what to say, their position we have raised very, very high, much more higher. The people of Iman have got a high position of Allah Ta'ala, by Allah Ta'ala. And then amongst those who have Iman, those who are blessed with knowledge, their position is even more greater. So, and Darajat is a common noun here. That is, you cannot imagine how great stages we have given them. We have made them very, very high. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَا. That undoubtedly, those who fear Allah Ta'ala from amongst His servants, are the ulama. That is, they know the reality of the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Like on occasions, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did certain actions, and the ordinary people, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum of that time, they sort of had an objection that how can the Nabi of Allah do this? That is, choosing something which is the easier way, what we will say, choosing fatwa instead of taqwa. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I've got the most knowledge of Allah, and I know in the light of that knowledge what I am doing. So the ulama, Allah has blessed with this great, great knowledge of deen, of the Quran and hadith. And by that, Allah Ta'ala has given them a high position. وعن معاوية رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت معاوية رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said من يريد الله به خيرا, a person whom Allah Ta'ala intends to do good with that person, to favor him, to bless and honor him, يفقه في الدين, Allah gives him the understanding of knowledge, which is Allah gives him فقاهت, Allah gives him knowledge of deen, whom Allah wants to do good with, whom Allah wants to shower His special favors upon. Allah blesses that person with the knowledge of deen. When Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayh, when he passed away, Allah Ta'ala had forgiven him completely. And Allah Ta'ala said, O Muhammad, this knowledge I gave you because I wanted to forgive you. That's why I gave you this knowledge. So if we are past the age of becoming alims now, at least make our children, grandchildren, our nephews, make them alims. And with today there is a position where even our girls we can make alimas. And in our town we have got a girls madrasa also. So we should opt for that which is going to be everlasting. Don't look at the temporary gains of this dunya. And that is also artificial and no guaranteed gains of this dunya. Look at the eternal life of the akhirat and give our children the knowledge of deen. It is a very, very great blessing, and we should make shukr that Allah has blessed us with these Darul Ulooms right in our town, right in our country. And the true appreciation of it is that we take full advantage and let our children benefit from these institutions. Wa akhiru da'wana.